In the last few decades, Massachusetts has delivered liberal icons to the national stage in presidential contests, including members of the Kennedy family, Mike Dukakis, and John Kerry. Now we might be ready to deliver Donald Trump one of his biggest wins yet in the Republican presidential contest. The new WBUR poll out this morning shows Trump at 40% support in Massachusetts among likely Republican voters, 21 points ahead of the next closest candidate. A win in Massachusetts by that margin might shock many people, but probably not Trump.
We weren't expected to win too much, and now we're winning the country.
That was Trump in Nevada the other night. Others who won't be shocked are Trump supporters, including 46-year-old Brian Cronin, a construction worker from Pepperell, Mass. We met at a Trump rally.
He speaks from his heart, and he's one of the true hearts of the countrymen of the United States of America. And it's going to be the hard-working people of America that are going to step out of the log pile and vote for him.
So, what's driving Trump popularity in Massachusetts? Let's tick off a few possible reasons, starting with anxiety. You might think the booming Massachusetts economy shields us from the kind of economic angst fueling Trump support elsewhere. But a new study from the Boston think tank, the Pioneer Institute, paints a picture of uneven economic well-being here. It says while Greater Boston is thriving, the economic centers west, north, and south of Boston face huge challenges. Take Brockton. In 2015, the unemployment rate there was one-third higher than the state average.
We have to go in a different direction than where we're going, and we're going in a downward spiral direction.
Trump supporter Charlie Vella is from Brockton. We met him outside a Trump campaign office in the town of Easton, carrying a fistful of Trump bumper stickers for his wife's car. And when we asked why Trump, he launched right into his version of anxiety.
I've been paying into Social Security my whole life. I'm not going to see a penny of it. I'm convinced of that, unless we right the ship, because we're sinking. And it feels like I have an outline of the country on my back, because I can't stand the weight of it any longer. That's why I'm going Trump.
And it's not as if Charlie Vella doesn't have a paycheck. He's a college groundskeeper. The Trump office in Easton is in a closed bank building. Inside, right next to the teller's windows, were three men drinking coffee, watching Fox News. One was answering the telephone, which was ringing pretty regularly.
Hello, Trump headquarters, Easton. If you'd like to swing up on Saturday, we're going to have some signs you can hold at the polling places on Tuesday, you know.
This is Massachusetts Trump campaign co-chair Charlie Malo, who told us hundreds of people have walked in to volunteer for Trump in the few short weeks the office has been open.
Well, why Trump for me? Because, you know, I had the opportunity to meet the man on a couple of different occasions, and if Mr. Trump was sitting right here at the table with us having a cup of coffee, he is one of us.
Sandra Domenicucci of Southeastern is unemployed. She walked into the Trump office to volunteer for the first time while we were there.
I feel, when I listen to him, I feel like he's one of us. I feel like, you know where you stand with him. He's not a polished politician. And I feel comfortable with that. I feel like I can trust him more.
In other words, Donald Trump might be a billionaire, but many of his supporters view him as a trustworthy, regular person. So appearance matters. And we'll get back to that in a minute. But first, Charlie Malo again.
Are you surprised how well he's doing in Massachusetts?
I'm not really surprised at how well he's doing anywhere, specifically Massachusetts, because people believe the man. He's not a career politician. He's not a liar, unlike other people. The man tells it like it is. What you see is what you get with Donald Trump.
And there is another possible key. In a state full of political lifers, not being a career politician makes Donald Trump attractive. Now, you might think, in politically savvy Massachusetts, Trump's lack of experience and lack of specifics on many important issues would hurt him. But UMass Dartmouth political science professor Doug Roscoe sees it differently.
Well, one of the interesting things about Donald Trump's candidacy is that it's not a very issue-oriented or ideologically-oriented candidacy. You know, his big issue has really been about immigration, and he's taken a pretty conservative position on that, to be sure. But beyond that, I bet most voters would be hard-pressed to tell you where Donald Trump stands on anything.
Nonetheless, in the new WBUR poll out this morning, Trump leads all Republicans on all the key issues, improving the economy and the U.S. standing in the world, reforming immigration, working with Congress, handling foreign policy, and keeping America safe, all without giving voters specifics. Our political team, Republican analyst Todd Domke and Democrat Dan Payne, have their own theories on Trump's rise here. Domke, who's not a Trump fan, blames Massachusetts Republicans.
Without any opposition in this state to Trump from Governor Charlie Baker, Republicans, some, view Trump as an almost safe establishment choice.
To be fair, Governor Baker did say this week he probably won't vote for Donald Trump. Democrat Dan Payne thinks Massachusetts might just be exhibiting its occasional political crankiness.
Massachusetts is liberal, but in the recent past, it has voted for Scoop Jackson, a conservative Democrat. It voted in 1984 for Ronald Reagan for president. So every so often, we behave like the rest of America.
All right. And here's one more reason, which for some might be a head-scratcher. A pair of social scientists, one at Princeton, one at Carnegie Mellon's Tepper School of Business, have determined that people make key determinations about other people based on snap judgments. They're talking about the subconscious influencing decision-making when people look at a face. The news outlet Bloomberg asked them to apply their findings to the 2016 candidates. In a composite of traits, including likability, trustworthiness, and competence, Donald Trump came out on top. That's right, he looks like a president. WBUR's Shannon Dooling produced this story. I'm Bob Oakes.